I think we're having aftershocks.
Okay, they're having earthquakes, and we're like.
I love little aftershocks. It's hot.
I don't. I'm scared. Are you okay? Okay.
When I lived there, they used to make me seasick, not like motion sick, because they were like waves.
Okay, she's still in it. They're still in it.
Oh, she's shaking all over the place like a crazy person.
All right. Well, this is the Meanwhile Podcast. I'm Kelvet, your host. And I am here with my insecurities. I'm here with Tiffany, Lynette, and baby boy Bova.
Meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
And today we're still doing Insecure. You know, I know the Meanwhile Podcast is about anything that's going on in your meanwhile, but right now what's going on in our meanwhile is Insecure. So we are going to talk about it.
Yes, please.
Today we're going to talk about the episode called Low Key
Trippin'.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, that's the one after Low Key Trippin'.
Low Key. What's it called, Tiff?
Happy.
Huh?
Low key happy.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Okay. Let's try this. Let's go. So at the top of the episode, Lawrence is sitting at the bar waiting for we don't know who. So at the audience, we're kind of curious as to who he might be meeting at the bar. And his acting while he was sitting at the bar was so adorable. I loved it so much. He checked his breath. He threw that mitt in his mouth. He started choking. I was like, oh, it just felt natural.
Yeah, because it kind of synced up with, like, they're both kind of awkward. So it's kind of, yeah.
Right.
I felt bad, but then I was laughing so hard. Like, I think when people fall, it's very funny unless they get hurt.
Especially when you try to make an entrance. She's
so awkward. I love it.
And then she just laid there.
What's it like when? That's like the one time Kelvet did that once in the when we were at the casino. She laid down flat on the floor. Tiff and I left her there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do think at this point we can acknowledge that we all hate Lawrence's jacket.
What?
Let's just get it out the way. I hated that jacket.
It wasn't memorable because I can't even remember what it looked like, honestly. I loved Issa's, though. Her red
You loved Issa's jacket. Top?
Her red jacket was so cute. If I could get away with it, I would do it, but my boobs are too big, so.
You could. Let them out. It's not your
fault. I would say, that's right. Let those puppies fly.
Let those bags
I don't know. Right his, I didn't hate his jacket. It kind of fits in, though. He's kind of a tech nerd, and he's kind of, like, awkward.
Mm-hmm.
His true self.
Mm-hmm. So after the fall, they sit at the bar, and I guess it's, like, after a Lizzo concert, because it is packed, and people are bumping into each other, and Lawrence kind of says, well, Issa says, I've changed, you know, because she orders a different drink. She's like, oh, that's my old drink. You know, Prosecco and a splash of whiskey.
And then she goes, vodka!
That's right.
What is Prosecco?
I don't know.
Champagne?
Oh, it might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Champagne with a splash of whiskey? That's a real hood drink.
What? That's some highfalutin shit. Stuff.
You can't. Oh, no, go for it. I don't know. I think this episode, this is kind of where it starts, where we talk about the theme of the episode. It kind of feels like it's about change. It's about moving on and change and where we all are with change, you know. So it comes up here that Molly, Lauren says, you know, I saw Molly at the airport and he says she really loves Full House. And then Issa's like, well, it might have been awkward because we're not friends anymore.
What is Full House? Or what did they talk about Full House?
You know what Full House is?
Like the show?
Yes.
But I don't get the reference.
Molly was like, because he was in San Francisco and Full House was filmed in San Francisco.
Okay, I see.
And then she,
and says, she said a line
got it.
From the show.
Yes, she said a line from the show. You got it.
That's right. I've never seen it, but now I get it. Okay, that makes sense.
You're probably too old to have watched it because you know, you probably watched like MASH.
Wow. Ding.
That's rude.
That was wow.
Yeah, we barely had electricity.
Sitting in front of the old 14-inch black and white.
That's right. Don't you worry about it.
So Issa and Lawrence, this just brings up how hilarious they are with each other, because it's undeniable. They have such chemistry. They have such banter. It's just back and forth. It's just so easy. And it's undeniable. And they decide to leave the bar, and the bartender gives them their tab for free because Issa fell. And this, it was just so funny. She was like, I thought everybody forgot about that. I cackled.
Dead.
Yeah.
It's her delivery.
Not so much.
A line.
Oh, her delivery is so good.
It's such a comical delivery. Like, you have to laugh.
Right. Just is so funny.
Yes. So they go outside and they're waiting. They decide that they're going to go to the spot. And Issa, what'd you say?
I think that spot looks like it sounds so good. That little Latin spot downtown.
Yeah,
that ribeye sounds amazing. Them little prawns or whatever they were talking about. With little
sounds delicious.
Things. Absolutely. It also sounds like $150. At least.
Boba fan. That's Boba true. Fan.
Nope. Nope, unless it's at a casino. All right, baby.
Got some free government money right now, so
get that government money.
So they're waiting for the Uber or the Lyft or whatever ride share, and Lawrence bought a black. He bought a Lyft black.
So impressed.
Wait, so that's a luxury Lyft?
Yes.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. You can get the black edition. You can also get the black SUV. There's a whole fleet of black cars. That was kind of on the smaller side of the black cars. You can also get, like, a black town car. And then you could also get, like, the black SUVs.
Oh, wow. That is fancy. I love that driver, too. Oh, she was so funny.
The driver was hilarious.
And she's like, I love when he's just like, we'd like a quiet ride. And he's like, that's rude. I'm like, it is kind of rude.
I thought the same thing when he said, that's rude. I was like, Boba would say that.
Yep.
But I like the fact that, like, they were playing with each other in the car. And she thought they were on a first date. And then the driver, you know, she was like, well, they clearly have chemistry. So maybe they're married. So she was like, are you guys married? You got that young black love. And, you know. You know, and then that brought up the fact that this was one of the first shockers that the other person didn't know. The episode where Lawrence is like, I bought a ring, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a shocker.
She had no idea.
She didn't know. And they kind of thought they were going to get a chance to have the talk, you know, whatever this talk was supposed to be about. But the driver was chatty, and so they get to the restaurant, and they're just joking the whole time, just witty jokes, fun. You could tell that they have history, and if not history, chemistry, you know. Mm-hmm. So they get to the table, and Issa's like, Issa says, you know, Lawrence, what do you want to talk about? And you know, he says, what would have happened if we would have stayed together? Mm. And that kind of started this whole snowball. And I love this scene because it was a two-person scene, and it was and the waitress, and it was just shot so well. It was just exactly what you wanted for them to sit down and finally have that discussion. Like,
this is what we predicted before. This is what we discussed last time. How we were saying that communication had they just communicated how they felt, they would probably still be together.
Yeah. It was good to see them not angry, too. Like, you could tell that that kind of was in their past. And I think old Messy right. Molly being out of the picture helps a little bit, but that's a different...
Right.
It's a different talk.
It was like they could finally hear each other. Because I yes. feel like the conversation would have happened, like, freshly off of when it happened initially. Mm. I don't think that they would have heard each other. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
To the extent of understanding.
Yeah. And the pain. Yeah. I agree. Pain was too deep. They would have been digging into that too much. They were just, like, best friends. You know, they were just, like... best friends rekindling with how they originally met, I assume, you know, the fun they had when they first hung out.
Mm-hmm.
That's me guessing that.
No, you're spot on. I think that's exactly what happened. And Lawrence kind of says, maybe I give up on things too soon. He kind of talks mm-hmm. about the fact that maybe I give up on things too soon. And maybe that's a theme that we're seeing now, because we're looking at, is he giving up too soon on his job? Is he giving up too soon on Condola? You know, he's saying, maybe I give up too soon. So I kind of was like, that's interesting that he said that. What'd you think, Tiff?
Man, I mean, it did shed some light. Like, did he give up too soon? It's like, I mean, I think about other couples who have been through similar situations, like real life couples. And it's like, I have a friend who he stepped out on his girlfriend a couple times, and like this last time, like, she was serious about like not being back together, and so he was broken for like a year, and then finally they got back together. And it's like, and you think, like, I think about a lot of these couples that like have these instances, and how some of them end up back together. A lot of them end up back together, honestly, is what I'm noticing. Mm-hmm. But he did kind of give up on that pretty quick and easy. And I think he was just hurt. And I think about him and Condola, and I'm like, did he get? I don't think he gave up too easy on Condola. I think that he more so knew what he wanted in this situation. And it's like, and Condola wasn't part of the things that he wanted. Like, Condola didn't want to get married. Her friends. She didn't want to have kids. Exactly. So it's like, that wasn't giving up. That was just knowing, well, this isn't a good fit.
So Lawrence then, they were not compatible at all. Mm-mm. So Lawrence then says, why Daniel?
But she's pregnant. What?
Or could it have been anyone? Oh, yeah. So that was the question. He said, why Daniel? Or could it have been anyone? And Issa was kind of like, no. I mean, it was that he was up there at the right time and he gave me attention, and it was good to feel wanted. And then they went into a discussion about how Lawrence was not present for that time, and she was looking outside of the relationship for attention.
That was a very, like,
right.
good conversation.
It really was.
And he had an 8-pack. Come on now.
Oh, Daniel?
And he said that he didn't want him. She felt like he didn't want her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wanted to feel wanted.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's like, and then hearing his response about like where he was, it's like he couldn't even see that because he was in such a sunken place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Just when he was like, you know, that daily reminder, you get up and you go to work, you know, that was, I was like, that's a good line. I was like, this is some good writing right here. I'm like,
oh yeah, they were writing words on paper, honey.
Right.
So he said things were that bad between us, you know, because yeah. he asked her, he was like, were things that bad between us? And then she says about the driving around. That was a good line too. He said, I would drive around. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bova.
Well, I was just going to say, for him, it was just, you look at it from his perspective, I think that he just took it for granted. Like, she's always going to come home. She's always going to make me laugh. You know, she's always going to support me. But that gets old. Like, she, you know, I'm not saying that I think she should have cheated, but it was ripe for it. I mean, she was the one that putting on the smiley face and encouraging him, motivating him, and trying to do it in a positive way. But at some point, that train leaves the station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so you gotta play that, you know, do what your mouth is saying. Go chase your dream that you've been talking about for so long. So.
Because it's like that mentality where, like, you keep, like, a relationship should be give and give, right? So if I'm constantly giving and I'm not getting refilled so that I can give some more, it becomes draining. It's like they weren't speaking each other's love languages and feeding those love languages within their relationship so that they will have something to give. They didn't have anything. She didn't have anything to give because she was constantly feeding his love language, which I think was words of affirmation. And he couldn't, she wasn't getting anything, like reciprocating anything. So her love tank, so to speak, was completely emptied out. And she had no reserve.
I agree. And then, you know, her work life wasn't exactly like peachy keen either, but then she probably had guilt coming home and complaining about it because he's got, you know, of his situation, so she has no outlets.
Right. I was just so happy that they finally had that adult conversation in a mature way where both parties could actually hear one another. And it wasn't something that it was very genuine, you know? Like, you could feel that they were actually listening to one another. It was refreshing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, the honesty. It was very honest. And I appreciated the way he was listening. I appreciate the way she was listening. Like, yeah, it was very adult.
Yeah. So,
because Molly wasn't there.
He kind of says, like, he asks her, did some part of you want to blow it up, you know? And she said no. She said not at all. But she said, you know, I was kind of just scared that we were going to fall back into the old patterns. And, you know, she thought, you know, that he didn't want her. And they kind of got to the place where they said it just was easier to blame the other person. You know, when it all came down to it, it was just easier for me to blame you and it was easier for you to blame me. And nobody was taking any responsibility. So, so yeah. But I also think that she didn't have any idea that he was thinking about moving home or that he was so depressed because she also distracted herself.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's part of it too, is that like she needed to take some responsibility because you might have asked him if he was okay. But then as soon as he said, yeah, you went and distracted yourself with another guy.
Yeah.
So at this point, Issa goes to the bathroom and Condola texts Lawrence, you know, kind of checking in, seeing if they can meet up. And they were trying to set.
Because she's pregnant.
Everybody is saying that. You think so?
Absolutely.
What's making you think that?
I think so.
Because she wants an in-person conversation kind of thing. It's nothing she wants to talk about on the phone. Or she has COVID. I don't know.
And oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I didn't get a chance to, like, rewind it. I was trying to read what it said in the text. I could tell that it was her. And I kind of assumed that it was Condola. But I couldn't really read what it said. Did anybody read what it said?
Yeah, it said we want to meet up and talk. Like it was very general. That first one was like, hey, I know that we tried to talk. Can we talk later or something like that? And then he texted her back. Yeah, he was like, you know, I'm out right now, but I'll text you later on. About Condola, oh, okay, I see what happened. I've been condoled before. Mm. You know, I feel like that is a thing. I've been condoled. I've been in a situation where I thought that the guy was interested and maybe losing interest but I didn't know what was going on. And come to find out, it's what was going on is that he's getting back with his ex. You know, I've been condoled before, and it's a really bad feeling. And I wish that he would cut her off clean, because I understand that he has a lot of feelings involved and he doesn't want to lose out on either opportunity. But what he's doing is he's dragging Kendola along, and we are only seeing one side of that relationship, but it's hurting me. It's hurting me because, like, I've been there where you're just like, I think he likes me. You know, we hang out. He's, you know, he tells me he likes me, but then at the same time, he out to dinner buying crab prawns with old girlfriend, you know?
But I don't think it was like that. I don't think it was like that this time. I really don't. And I only say that because while they were dating, he never really was like trying to go out with Issa. Mm-hmm. He was very committed to the relationship with Kendola. It wasn't until that party where Kendola says to him, I don't think you're over it. And that's when, over the relationship, and that's when things, that's when they broke up. Now they've broken up, and I think that's two different situations where, you know, if you're broken up, you're broken up. It has nothing to do with anybody else and the relationship that you had. I think that I think it'd be a different story if him and Kendola were still together and he was pursuing Issa. But I don't think that's what's happening right now.
I don't even like the fact that they're still texting. Like that, like that make, why are we texting? Like, and the text said like, hey, so it was about hanging out. It was about, so what are we doing?
It was after they broke up. I've been in relationships where I didn't completely just disconnected myself from the person because we were no longer together.
Okay.
We still engaged in conversation. And I mean, it was up to me to make those boundaries as an adult, whether I wanted to or not. Like, I can't hold someone accountable for my own actions in the relationship. So if I say that we're broken up and I still want to have a conversation with you, still talk to you, I set the boundaries. I set the limits. You know what I mean? Like, even if, say, he was like trying to do more than just be friends, or more than just try to be.
He was trying to do more than just be friends. He wanted to hang out at what time? It was at least 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. He was wanting to do more than just be friends. That's not hang out, let's talk about our relationship time. That's hookup time. Like, his intentions didn't...
But that's what I'm saying, like, on her part. Like, she wasn't resisting. She could have been like, you know what, no. Like, that's my point is like, set your boundaries. If you're not together, then you need to not do things that are together-like. You know what I mean? Especially
yes,
if you have in
but
the back.
But she
of
didn't know that he was out on a date. He didn't say he was out on a date with Issa. I think that
but
would
what?
Very.
But, yeah, I mean, I get that part. But why would you? I mean, the whole point of them breaking up was because she felt that they weren't over each other.
Yeah, and I think that would help her to set her boundary. Because she would know that she was. Yeah, he's being the dirty dog.
Yeah, he's double dipping a little bit. And when he went out for that phone call, I was like, bro, you're totally double dipping. And it's not even like double dipping because you're just kind of dating people that you casually date. It's like, this is someone you were in a relationship for 6 years. You bought a ring for. And it's like, and you were with Kendola, who you also felt very seriously about, even though you had just really met her. It's like, this isn't casual stuff. This is double dipping into some real stuff.
And I think I'm taking it personal because I am a Kendola. I'm Team Kendola. I feel like she's getting the short end.
Yeah. I've definitely felt like the Kendola before.
I've
been the Kendola. Oh.
I've
been the Issa.
I have.
That means you stay winning.
But at the end of the day, like, even though I was the Issa, or a
certain amount of time, I didn't get the guy.
Right.
See, I thought she texted him. I thought she originated
the
contact.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
But it was about a response to a text.
He started it? I see, I thought she she said she wanted to talk to him.
Right.
And so that's what's leading me to believe she doesn't want to have a phone call or a text conversation. I don't think A, when he called Issa, he was like, this is going to be a date. I think it turned out that way. I felt like it was more just like they needed to have a conversation as adults, and it went down a different path. But I thought she was like just as engaged with him. I don't think she wants to be with him. Like, I think she knows. I think she recognized right away, like, hey, you're not over this, right? So I don't think she's trying to be with him again, which makes me feel like he kind of is on the same page and not trying to play both sides of things. But if he is, I agree, that's crappy, because nobody likes to be condoled.
No.
It happened to me, too. It happened to me, too, so I've been condoled. Yeah, I'll put a few dollars that he sees progress.
But if you notice, too, like, when they were condoled, him and Condola were together, Issa was very respectful of their relationship.
Very.
I mean, we saw growth with her, you know, talking to him after he had approached her, asking not to have any conversations with him in it. And she was very mature about it and was like, okay, no problem, you know, and apologized and all that other stuff. So I think she had a respect for it, Condola, and...
Okay, here, I paused it. Okay, it says, hey, I know we said Tuesday had, I know we said Tuesday, but any chance you free tonight?
So she reached out.
But they had plans.
Right,
hey,
they had plans to hang out, but they're already broken up.
Right, and that was like later on that week.
And what I don't get is when she wouldn't talk to Issa, why wouldn't she talk to him because they broke up? I didn't understand that dynamic.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And then the fact you didn't stay at the party.
Yeah, like why does they're not dating anymore? Why would she not speak with Issa? I don't get that dynamic at all.
She's mad and petty. Her
feelings was hurt.
Very much. Imagine being...
But how does that involve Issa? She didn't do shit.
No, but it's like, imagine meeting someone who you think is amazing and awesome, and then you meet a guy who is amazing and awesome, and then come to find out that these two people that are both amazing and awesome were once in love. And then you can see in each of them, whenever you're talking to either one of them, what they probably liked about each other.
Right.
Like, and those are part of the things that probably make you different from them. And you're like, dang.
Right. It just might be too much to be around either one of them.
I agree.
It's possible.
Yeah. I think
I like that discussion. I really do. Because, like, I like having an Issa on the line because it helps give us perspective.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, well, you're in a relationship for so long, and then all of a sudden it's over, and it's been some time, you've got some maturing, and then all of a sudden you see that person again, and those same feelings or emotions that you had kind of like come back.
Yeah.
And it's hard to place and navigate at times. So then you fall into kind of the same activity.
Wake up, baby.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sleep deprived with a newborn.
I know.
but you try to make that connection again. It's like innately in you. You know what I mean? Like, it's innately in you to want to have that connection because you've been in that relationship for so long.
Right.
It's one of those connections that just comes naturally.
I go on the record as saying I don't think anything's that. Oh, what's his name's not doing anything wrong.
Lawrence is not doing anything wrong. Okay.
I don't think he is. I really don't.
I don't think he is either, because I would say, because first of all, they're broken up, so he can pretty much do what he wants to do. And it goes back to that whole set. If you're no longer in a relationship, what are you doing about setting boundaries with that person?
Yeah, I think the future will show too. Because if he was to like hang out with Kendall and be like, oh, hey, baby, you know, trying to like, you know, play both sides of the fence, then I would go against him. I didn't perceive it as such yet.
Okay. Well, that brings us to. Okay, that brings us to that. So. They walk outside the restaurant, and Calvin is there, the TSA man, and Calvin is with Mazda.
Yes.
I can't with the name Mazda.
I love Mazda. I love her. She's so cute. But so Lawrence asks, how do y'all know each other? And I was shocked that Calvin was like, oh, yeah, we used to get it in.
I was dead.
I just was like, how do you say that? What?
Mazda's right there.
Yes.
She didn't care. She's on her phone. She's like, I need prawns. Let's go.
Right.
Like,
she was like, I'm getting this free meal. I really don't care.
Right. Don't care who you got it in with.
So, So Lawrence is kind of like, all right, well, I got to go. And he walks away. I want you to take a second and I want you to tell me what you really thought, because Issa just stood there. She didn't go chasing after him.
Nope.
She didn't say like, Lawrence, she didn't say anything. And I thought that was really telling, like how she had deals with conflict.
Interesting. See, I thought, from his perspective, he really might have wanted to walk away. And as he was walking away, he struggled with whether or not to turn around.
Really?
I don't think he always intended it for to be the joke that it was. I think as he slowly walked away, he's like, do I swallow this? You know, do I swallow my pride? Or do I turn around and go back to her?
See, I thought he was... You thought he was kidding?
I thought once he eventually, like... made that choice, then he made a joke of it. But I think when he was walking, he was could have been 50-50. He could have kept on walking.
Oh my goodness. But I was just like, I was like, what? I was blown away. But I think he was kidding. And I thought that it
showed. You think you would have chased after him? Like, would you have chased after him, or would you have like said, you know, forget you? Would you have just left?
I would have immediately texted you guys and be like, you guys, he just left me standing here for the rest of the
I'd be like, get in your car and chase him down.
I just would have been in shock. I wouldn't have even said anything. I would have just been like, you guys, he just left.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's what she was in shock. I mean, I feel like she was like, wait, did we just have a really good night and that TSA man ruined it?
Oh,
Lynette's sleeping.
Yes.
You were snoring. Either that or Tiff was. Probably Tiff, that, too.
It may have been my... Sorry, guys. It may be my air conditioner. It's older.
No, it was snoring.
It was Tiff.
Tiff fell asleep.
Oh, my God.
Tiff fell asleep on the call.
Tiff's like, I'm out.
We're almost done. But so they decide to go to this art walk together. And
it's so cute.
It was so what? Cute?
Yes.
Yes, hello?
It made me smile.
I smiled ear to ear for the entire episode. I just felt like she was happy. And I felt like he was happy. And the episode wanted us to feel happy, and we did.
Yeah. Low-key happy.
You know, and they talked about
the picture. Yeah, I agree. And it felt like realistic. I was like, okay. Because this would have happened like earlier. I would have been like, that's not realistic. but it was good to be like, okay, they've really been through a lot separately. So it felt like the time was okay to do it, or it had just been like, eh. Like, there was a lot of struggle between when they were broken up.
Yeah. And then there was, they looked at the picture, Happiness Illustrated, and Issa kind of talked about how happiness is a choice. And then she asked Lauren, she's like, are you happy? You know? Mm. And you know, he kind of says he's finding his happiness in his work and he's, you know, growing. And there's this beautiful image of them standing in front of the light wall where it's like good and evil, or it's like light and dark, or hot. I don't know. What do you hot and cold? Yeah.
It was like the red. Lawrence was standing in front of the red, wasn't he? And
yes,
he was standing in front of the blue.
Yes,
it was just some really good lighting, really nice lighting trick to do, make some silhouettes. And but you could still feel that they both were like in the moment. Like it's nice, those moments where you're just like genuinely in the moment.
Yes. So that air conditioner is really loud. That air conditioner.
I don't think that's the air conditioner.
Ooh.
Oh my. That air conditioner got a snoring, got needs CPAP.
Oh.
Yeah, you might need a CPAP. Oh my gosh, what do I do?
I think you can mute her.
We could you can mute this part out or cut it out.
Actually, just mute her. This is actually really, it's hilarious.
I'm leaving it in. But she is a mom. Like, I mean.
Right. She's tired.
She's a mom.
I know. Here, let me try to mute her. Oh, wait. Now she's muted.
I did.
I don't know. I kind of want some of that snoring back in.
I love it. Dang, y'all. We got to be more exciting.
It's all right. She's a mama. She's got an excuse.
She worked a full-time job. Be a mom. She got all right. Yeah.
And we assumed it was Tiff, which is funnier.
Y'all ain't right.
Oh, really?
So at this point, they're on their way home. They're headed home. They get in the Uber and, you know,
a lift.
Lawrence wants to show. What'd you say?
A lift.
Lift.
Oh, a lift. So Lawrence wants to show Issa his apartment because he's like, I have a grown-up apartment. He's like,
not a bachelor pad.
You're gonna put that picture over your air mattress. And she was joking. And they get upstairs, and Lawrence's apartment has never looked cuter.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she got inside the apartment, I knew what was gonna happen. Because
she was dropping those drawers.
Yeah, thank you. The episode told me I was getting nudity, and I was like, I want my nudity. So.
You're messy.
But you know what? This episode had the least amount of nudity of all the other episodes in the season, and I think that this was actually the best episode.
Yeah, because it forced them to, like, the writing had to be spot on the whole show. You couldn't just throw some good sex scenes in there.
Yep. Yes. Mix it up with some sex. Nah. Tell me the story.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So Issa runs to the bathroom, and that's when Lawrence goes out onto the porch to take a call from Condola.
Mm.
And when he takes this call from Condola, you know, he lets her know that he wants to, he might stop by later. You know, he kind of was making plans. You know, like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll stop. I'll let you know. So at this point, Issa heard him, you know, and the Lyft driver is waiting. This is my concern. I was worried about that Lyft driver the whole time. I was like, did he stay? Like, how long did he stay for?
No, they're still getting paid. They'll stay.
Okay. He stayed the whole time that they were doing it. So she owed a lot of money.
That's right.
That's a hefty Lyft bill, lady.
Listen.
Yes. So
See, that's the other thing I didn't get, though. Like, he calls her and it doesn't feel like it's like, hey, maybe I'll be over later. So it doesn't feel dirty to me when he calls her, which is leaning me towards she just wants to talk about the baby in her belly.
I don't like that you're leaning on this so hard. I don't. I want you to stop putting that into the universe, because other people have been saying the same thing, and I don't want that. So stop it.
I don't either, but it. Listen, it's real. It's real.
No. No.
It's people. This happens all the time.
But you want to know something? Like, I feel like it would. Oh, did my camera turn around? Is that what happened? I feel like. Oh.
Yep, there she is. That's why we thought you were snoring. You were frozen snoring.
I feel like, I got the hiccups. I feel like it would be pretty, not necessarily, wow, why do I have the hiccups like this? I feel like it would be some good storytelling if Condola was pregnant and next season we just kind of see what it's like with Lawrence and Condola planning for a child, but at the same time, Lawrence and Issa being together. Ooh, Chile.
That's so messy. Look how gross my face looks. Look at my face.
So messy, and I love
I'm
it.
Disgusting.
Well, but it kind of addresses like a legit topic of like, you got this, you know, you have this baby with someone else, and now you're back with your original love, or you're back with the new love, whatever it is. How do you make that work?
Yep, because I could see it, especially because I could see Condola putting pressure on him to prioritize the baby, and the baby's not even there yet. And it's like, well, then what will it be like once the baby does get here? It's like, because when the baby does get here, are we just doing this co-parenting thing, or like...
Right. And how do you rekindle a relationship when there's a baby in the background of it all? You know, you're trying to fight for an old love. Meanwhile, you got a little baby on the way.
Stop talking about this baby that does not exist.
Oh my gosh.
I hate that baby.
Well, then there's also, you could even go the direction of like keeping the baby and addressing like that whole side of it. Like, what if you don't want the baby? What if neither wants one? What if one wants it, the other doesn't?
Ooh,
actually, it doesn't matter what he thinks. What does she think?
Well, it doesn't matter what either one of you think, or any of you, because I don't want the baby.
Oh, is this a midway meltdown? Can you unmute Lynette so we can see if she's snoring?
Stop
no,
it.
I'm no. about to do it.
Stop, don't do it.
I just want to know. I want to hear it. She's a cute little snorer. I wish I was a cute snorer. I know I'm not. I'm like a, holy crap, that was the last breath I'm ever going to kind of take snore.
You're like,
I'm like,
I've heard you snore before.
Was that the night that you tried to have me impregnate you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I tried to have a baby with you one time.
Yeah, well, it scarred me for life, so settle down.
But it was because we were trying to make a life. Like, we were trying to do something special. Not like Issa.
You were
not
like...
Not like Zola.
Yeah, well, you were trying to get back with, like, Mark, and you wanted to use me for a baby.
Well, I also wanted pancakes, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning,
no, that
LA
was,
time.
That was Tiff. I had to get pancakes twice, because she was like, pancakes, and then she'd fall asleep.
Shut up! Those pancakes were good.
Those pancakes were ridiculous good.
The Paris pancakes, 4 in the morning.
Ooh, Paris pancakes, honey. That's where it's at.
Some blueberries or chocolate chips?
Oh, it was blueberry.
You're crazy. Yes, ma'am. Unmute. Come on, unmute, Linda. I want to hear.
I tried. I can't do it. It won't let me.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Had a tea not, the other day.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay.
You couldn't pay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's moving. She's moving, though. Lynette.
I'm not asleep, guys. I've been listening the whole time.
Oh, my God. I'm keeping it all in.
Talking, and I'm trying to figure out why you guys aren't responding to me talking. It's because you muted
no.
me.
No.
And I was snoring, and then I didn't know that you guys had me on mute because I didn't see, because I wasn't looking at my.
We're gonna need a hand.
You didn't know
we need a hand signal. We need a physical signal so we know you're awake.
Yes, I need to see your hand. Let me see your hand.
It's so dark in there, you can't see nothing.
picks up the pillow. There we go. There, okay, she's awake.
Okay.
Because I have it on the charge and my cord is not long. So I'm on the table.
I'm not dealing with any of this.
You've got the cutest little snore ever.
It's the air conditioner.
It's so gentle. Your air conditioner needs CPAP machine.
Yeah, you're adorable. But Lynette, we're right at the part where Issa turns and she says, "What if I wanted to stay?
What if I wanted to stay?"
Mm.
And then he's like, "Okay."
She's like, "Tonight made me happy." No, he said, "Tonight made me happy." And then she said, "You make me happy." And I was like, "Okay, there. Write about love. Write about something." At this point in the episode, I was like, "All I want is a boyfriend that will take me out for dinner, get me some crispy spring flowers, and some prawns." I don't even know what any of those words mean.
I think you call prawns crabs. Isn't prawns a big shrimp?
Huge shrimp.
Yeah, it's a giant shrimp. But Kelvin was like, "Give me some crab prawns." I was like, "I don't know what those are."
I thought it was crab legs.
No, it's big. It looks like a crab leg because it's so big. Prawns,
really big. They're like this.
Oh, now I need some shrimp cocktails.
I need to eat lobster immediately.
And they're like this thick. They're like this thick.
Stop saying that, Annette. You know I get excited.
I do need some Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. I want
Olive Garden got no. They don't have prawns.
Shut up. This is a commercial right now for Red Lobster.
You have to go to the West Side Market to get some prawns or something.
We should do a live on scene at Red Lobster of this. It would be so fun.
That's the finale.
Listen.
It's two episodes left, y'all. And Tiff will be home. Yep.
Well, I'm kind of bummed about that. You know my favorite is when I like turn it on and I have two episodes to watch because I missed 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I get a little baby Bova boner. What?
Oh my god.
That's coming out.
No, it's not.
You don't have to stop watching it and wait.
It is tiny. It's like,
it gives you a good fix.
And no, I love it. I love when I'm like behind on some episodes sometimes on shows I love. How long did it take me to get to love this show, Covet? Years.
Because I kept being like, "Watch it." And you were like, "No, because Dominic watches it."
Yeah, once I found out Dominic was joining the group chat, I was like, "I'm in. I got to bump him out."
And he's so behind now.
We're so over Dominic.
I don't even know who he is anymore.
Who?
Exactly.
So then Lauren says to Issa, "So stay."
So stay.
And at that point, they make some beautiful smooches. They have some sweet kisses.
Who let the lift note leave?
That was my question. Seriously, did they go outside?
Her lift bill is, he's still going to be out there when she came out in the morning. She got a $100 lift bill.
I feel like, I don't know. Something about
I
Lauren's.
I think she unknowingly cock blocked Pandola, though.
Definitely. She was like, "Blah, blah, blah, blah." Hello? I think you... Are you frozen?
Me?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? Yeah, Tiff's been frozen for a while.
Yeah, but all I want to say is that when they woke up the next morning and Lawrence moved the pillow, folded the pillow, and turned on his side and looked at Issa, my heart broke. Like, my heart felt shattered. Like, I wanted that moment for myself. And that's just such an intimate moment. Like, I don't know. It destroyed me when he folded his pillow in half and looked at her in the morning.
Where did she get that sweater from?
She bought it at the art walk. That was on the rack. That was the sweater she
bought. Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, is that his sweater? Because that thing is ugly.
She bought it at the art walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, did she leave that at his house? I mean, I thought this was the first time she was there. I'm like, tell me she didn't just beat
the Yeah, I was like, why are you wearing that sweater?
She was going to have sex with him or something.
She did. She had a toothbrush, too. She's like, wound down.
Nope, she bought
it. I loved that it wasn't. I loved that it wasn't uncomfortable because that's too easy. You know what I mean? Like, that's an easy right. I liked that it was just that. And it's so happy to see them, like, they've grown into their own people and into their thing. And they're so confident and they're so happy. But it was good to see them in that point.
It's like what, Lynette?
It's like a boomerang love.
Boomerang love?
Yeah, like you throw... Like, you had the boomerang in your hand, slash the relationship, and you threw it away.
And it came back.
See if it will come back.
I thought you were talking about boomerang. And it came back stronger. I was like, boomerang love? I think I had that last night.
No, you didn't. You had no boomerang love.
I'm sorry. You don't know what I have.
But I just feel like Lawrence messes with my head. Like, I felt like I was laying in the bed next to him, and he was messing with my head.
Because you're a little bit of cuckoo. You're right on the crazy side.
And maybe the fact that you watched it four times.
Yeah, psychopath.
I kept watching it.
She analyzes every sentence. She's like, oh, my God, I have to look at his eyes to see what they do now.
Because he was talking to me. Like, I felt like Lawrence was talking to me through the television.
Your name is not Issa. Settle down.
That actually is a disorder.
We know.
I was like,
But Lawrence, like, whenever I watch that episode, I just know what he was. I just feel like he's messing with her because he's treating her like he loves her.
I can tell you if that's the case, I'll never watch this show again.
Wait, what? What's the case?
If he's messing with her, I won't watch this show ever again because it would make me too angry.
I will be so angry.
I would actually hurt him in real life.
He's on the chopping block.
He is.
So Issa gets dressed at this point, and she walks home. And I feel like the look on her face was a look of satisfaction.
Yep. It's like finding, it's like going on a long like walk or hike, and like at the end of it, you know, it was worth it.
It was worth the wait.
She got the FFG.
What's that?
Fresh effed glow. you have some FFG today.
Well, that is low-key happy.
Boom, boom.
So I guess predictions for next episode. I think everybody's thinking, well, we saw that the next episode they're going to have Molly and Issa and some talks, and we'll see how that goes. But any other predictions for the next episode?
Nathan, I think. Back.
What did you say?
Wait, what was that?
What did you say?
Oh, me or Lynette?
You, Tiff.
Oh, my bad. I said I could see Nathan being back. I could see Nathan having the talk. And then I could see Issa and her girl, or Issa and Molly having a talk while Nathan and him are having a talk. And like seeing kind of like those kind of like parallel conversations. Seeing where Nathan's head is in this at all, because like Nathan is kind of in the picture ish. He's been helping her, and it's like, and if Issa doesn't get with him, then it will kind of feel like she used him a little bit, but not really. He also offered to help though, so that's a little different.
Right. I think he'll be chill. I think he'll be cool with that because I think he knows mental health, and sometimes friends just need to lift up. But he doesn't seem like. A, he's not invested fully, so he'd probably just be like, all right, I'm happy for you. I don't see her and Molly kicking it this season. I think that has to go through its course. I think part of her, like, will maybe even, like, start to think, well, I've been doing really well without her. Was she holding me down? Was she, you know, Why is she not the best influence with all of her stuff? Because I feel like Issa takes on, well, it's obvious she takes on other people's, like, energies and emotions. You know, when Lawrence was sitting around, that was bringing her down. You know, when she gets in good, happy energy, she's doing really well. But I just think Molly's not good for her right now.
Preach. Wow. Well, you know Lynette agrees. Cause, yeah, there it is. I knew it.
Messy Molly.
She is not Team Molly. Everybody is mad at Molly, and I am not mad at Molly at all. I am not mad at Molly at all.
Where's that lippy little baby? Where?
Yeah, I'm not mad at Molly. I'm not mad at Molly at all, but she comes with her own set of energy that comes as part of the personality. I think that maybe when they were younger that worked well, but Molly's great. I would kick it with Molly immediately, but I could see getting like real sick of it, you know, just a constant.
You would leave me for Molly?
Yeah, I'd probably go hang out with you know who. I won't say that name out loud.
Oh, you want to hang out with both of them?
Well, Tiff first, and then after that, the other one.
Oh, no, I'll say her name.
Oh, say it.
Are you going to hang out with Jen?
Who? I don't know who that is.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
I'll go hang out with
Lynette. Hear that, Lynette? She's hanging out with Jennifer.
Leave Lynette alone. She got a baby, and she's snoring.
Whatever. Well, see, now I'm having a tantrum. Lawrence is making me upset. He's frustrating me. He doesn't want to be with me. I don't know what to do.
What do you think about Molly and Andrew's future?
Oh, good question. I think that Andrew can tolerate anything. And I think that he, like, likes her. So I could see them being together for quite some time.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. Because he has tolerated her this far. He's tolerated her when she almost fought her own friend in front of him. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, bitch, you almost fought your friend. Like, how you do that? Like,
Molly has been hype this season.
Yeah. I could see her getting sick of it because he doesn't give her way. I could see her being mad, like, getting so angry with him because he doesn't put up with her crap. Like, you know, what was it the one time, like, she was trying to make him mad or something. Like, I can't remember what she blew up. The first time when she came to meet him and she blew up on him about something that they had a tiff about. And yeah. He was just like, you know, have your tantrum. I'm moving on with my life. I don't know. They definitely could either be like super couple or his laid backness may be too much for her. Because she has zero chill. Zero.
I think I want them to be together because I also love Andrew's energy.
His energy is amazing.
Oh my God.
He's so grounded and like he's such a rock.
Yes. I wish he was a little thicker, you know.
Who doesn't? Come on now.
Okay, yeah.
Get that booty in shape.
He a little thin, you know.
Give me some booty mountain.
Don't say that. Trademark Booty Mountain. We trademarked that.
TM. Don't use it ever.
Don't do it.
All right.
I love you all. My phone's about to die, but it's good timing, I guess.
All right. Lynette, any final words, Chica? Or any hand signals for us?
Yeah, give us hand signals. We'll interpret it. That's okay. The middle finger.
Put the baby back to sleep.
I hear you.
Okay.
No, I just think, like, I agree. Like, I don't think that her and Maya will ever be the same.
Mm.
I really don't.
Yeah, but I agree.
I like Asian Bae, though. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's good for Molly.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how long it lasts because Molly is sometimes not good for her own self.
Amen.
Drive people away.
Yeah,
she gets hung up in her own ways at times.
Yep.
He needed to get that haircut, though. Like, Lynette and I talked before y'all joined.
Like, anytime you can argue with somebody's brother you just met to the point where you're trying to fight him, I'm side-eyeing you.
That's actually a really good point, yeah.
Although the conversation and the content was a little bit too deep for your first meet on his part, it was her response that bothered me. Like, you didn't take into account that this was the first time you guys are meeting. You are in a relationship with his brother, and you know that these things would have come up. Why couldn't you have handled it a little bit differently?
Yeah, that was a lot. That definitely was a lot for
criticism,
like,
you know, she doesn't take criticism though. Right. So that's why I constructive criticism. So although it wasn't his place, he had some points. That's the one thing that I have concern about with her and the relationship with Andrew. Andrew is his name? I keep calling him Asian Bay. But anyway.
Close enough.
I think he pulls out her crap.
Oh, definitely. He's like, I ain't got time for that.
She don't really like that sometimes. But I can see her getting used to it. But like I said, her and Issa, they may be done for real. I mean, I don't know what this conversation is going to be like on Sunday.
Right. We'll see.
Wait, do we know that? Do we know they're going to talk on Sunday, though? How do y'all know that?
We saw it on
the preview.
Oh, the preview. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this, at least this season, it's not happening.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys, my insecurities, for being part of this. I very much look forward to it. We only have 2 more episodes left, you guys.
Our last episode should be a party.
Because COVID-19, we don't know when she'll be able to do another season.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I heard on the radio. You know, you don't put together all that crap too. When people are, they're like pulling like series from other channels and stuff that were not as popular, and Netflix is trying to get a hold of some stuff that was done like overseas. You know, that they would normally remake here. So like, didn't Shameless start over there? Kelvet.
It did start over there.
And then they reshot it here. Yeah, Kelvet tried to make me watch the first episode of the British version and that pretend like that her and Dan have never watched it. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. All right, I'm mad. I'm signing out.
Sidebar, I had to pull away from Shameless because it started to get to be too much.
Yeah, it is too much of a good thing.
The first episode was too much of Shameless. How many episodes did you watch?
I was like in season 5.
Lynette, you knew better. Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's like, bye. She's like, see ya. She's like, that's my last word.
Well, with that being said, Shameless, out. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye. This is the name of my podcast. Bye.